The Blaze Radio Network. On demand.
So they fumble their way through the holidays. It gets to be first of the year. Remember, we are, probably a month or two away from serious election season. The primaries for the midterm elections begin in the spring.
Yeah.
Actually, probably the earliest ones may be late February.
Early March. Right around there, yeah.
So you've got, and those people are still are out there campaigning already, but the big push for the campaigns will start in the next couple months or so. So you fumble your way through the holidays. Now you're in primary season. What are they going to be promoting and working on? And then what do they do next year? Aside from anything that pops up that's topical, you know, another storm, whatever, blah, blah, something that you didn't plan for, or war with North Korea. What are they doing?
That's a great question. I don't know what they're doing.
What are they going to, what does a Paul Ryan and Mitch McConnell go, okay, this is what we're working on to at least make it seem like they're trying something?
They can probably drag it out, drag the whole either tax reform or immigration into the primaries, but I don't think so.
And yet I think the Republicans still retain the House and Senate a year from now.
You think so?
Yeah, because what are the Democrats going to do?
Good question.
You see what I mean? Okay, well, then there you have it.
A whole lot of nothing going on.
Right, so instead of actually helping, I mean, I guess it's better than them hurting us, but based on, as Keith said, we've now dropped top $20 trillion in debt and all of the other problems, where are the solutions? We are headed down a bad road, and if things continue, eventually it's going to be bad. So even if they're not doing anything to actively now hurt us with new legislation, the things that have already been put in place are heading the wrong direction, are going to hurt us more and more and more. So what does that look like for your kids? What does that look for, like, people in high school getting ready to go to college, people just out of college? People graduate all the time. People enter the workforce all the time, young adults. What's there for them? They're challenging you with, you know, for your jobs. Jobs are changing rapidly. Where's the plan? Where's the solution? Where's the big idea? Where are the people that are saying, here are the really cool things we can go and do, being that we are at this point still the most successful country and the freest out there?
I would think that if I were like a new graduate, I would be looking at new industries and where I can get a job and be ahead of what's happening.
Yep. And I think that's one of our saviors coming up.
Mm-hmm.
Is it's going to have to be, it's not going to be a leader in D.C., looks like.
No.
Unless something dramatic happens, it's not going to be anybody in D.C. that goes, so frustrating. We could have a leader in D.C. that says, we are going to pass a constitutional balance budget amendment that says we must balance our budget and it cannot simply be via raising taxes. Number two, we will pass a constitutional amendment for term limits for members of Congress and both houses. Number three, we are going to balance our budget. We are going to get spending reform and tax reform done. We're going to do these things. We are going to get education reform, and it's real simple. We will disband the Department of Education and help the states set up their own online. You could do all of these amazing ideas that would be transformational. I mean, truly, within a couple of years, it would just transform the U.S. for the future.
Mm-hmm.
They could do that. That's not going to happen. It's going to have to be people graduating right now that via the businesses they create challenge Washington, D.C.
Right.
on how they do things.
Industry disruptors.
Exactly. It's going to have to be from the industries.
Mm-hmm. Are there any, I mean, coming up on the midterm, they're coming up in the elections, is there anybody that's, you know, touting these things that you just mentioned?
I mean, individual peoples are members of the Freedom Caucus. You'll have members of Congress like a Dave Brat that promotes a lot, or a Mark Meadows, somebody like mm-hmm. this promotes a lot of this stuff. They don't have as much power to get some of this stuff done. They're constantly battling leadership. It's marketing, unfortunately, for a lot of this stuff. In order for you to be able to put pressure on a Paul Ryan or a Mitch McConnell, there's got to be the attention given to them on a particular issue across the board. So let's say somebody comes up with an idea. This is the way forward for education reform, and it's truly amazing, and people start paying attention to it. Then you can put the pressure on a Paul Ryan, a Mitch McConnell, the president, whoever, and you say, this is so simple. Look at this. We can get this done. But you need a leader, and the media is so you know, just attack Trump, the mainstream media or whatever. There's no way to get that level of publicity.
Or attention on it.
Or attention. That's what you need. That's the reason, I think, from the private sector, as you know, move forward over the next couple of years, you could get some industry disruptors. Based on what they're doing, people start paying attention to it. Social media on top of that. And you go, wow, here's an idea. We can go and get this done. A lot of these ideas are pretty simple. It's simply a matter of Congress doing it.
Knowledge is power. Tweet at us with the hashtag #WhatILearnedToday. This is the Morning Blaze with Doc Thompson on the Blaze Radio Network.